Thank you. word by word meaning. Iti does. Vyavasita, having firmly decided. Buddhya, by proper intelligence. Narayana Grihitaya, completely controlled by the mercy of the Narayana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hitva, giving up. Anyabhavam, consciousness other than Krishna consciousness. Adhyanam, which is nothing but constant ignorance and darkness. Tata, thereafter. Swam, his original position as an eternal servant of Krishna. Bhavam, devotional service. Astita, situated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thus Maharaj Khatvanga, by his advanced intelligence in rendering service to the Lord, gave up false identification with the body full of ignorance. In his original position of eternal servitorship, he engaged himself in the rendering service to the Lord. Purport. When one actually becomes purely Krishna conscious, no one has any right to rule over him. When situated in Krishna consciousness, one is no longer in the darkness of ignorance. And when freed from all such darkness, one is situated in his original position. Jivera Swarupa hai Krishnera Nityadas. The living entity is eternally the servant of the Lord. And thus, when he engages himself in the service of the Lord, in all respects, he enjoys the perfection of life. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvanmilitam Yenu Tasmai Shri Gurave Namo Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatra Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gavratrishe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhapurda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So here in this verse we see that Maharaj Khatvanga, it is explained that by his advanced intelligence in rendering service to the Lord, gave up all identification with the body full of ignorance. In his original position of eternal servitorship, he engaged himself in rendering service to the Lord. So this is quite important to know, that how Maharaj Khatvanga, he fixed his consciousness on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he was told that he has only one moment left in his life, and that day also we discussed that how he left from heavenly planets where he was invited by demigods to fight against demons, and he pleased them, and because he was earlier, he was practicing Krishna consciousness. It is not that just at the last minute he decided to just fix the mind on the Supreme Lord. But because he was in his previous life, in his earlier life, he was practicing Krishna consciousness, he was not forgetful of his prime duty. So therefore, he gave this priority. He gave the priority to fix his mind in ordinary world, if somebody is told that you have only few days or few weeks to live, they may get disturbed. They may think that, oh, now everything will be over, so somebody tries to enjoy more and more. So because somebody, that person doesn't have the higher knowledge, what happens after death, or even at the time of death, what happens? One is unaware of those things, and therefore one becomes fearful, that he may think that I'm going to lose everything. That fear is there. But here Maharaj Khatvanga, by his own example, he is showing that how it is important to remember the Lord at this final moment. And one is never a loser. When somebody is practicing Krishna consciousness, one is never a loser. Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita, Neha vikra manashasti pratyavayone vidyate svalpampyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. That even if somebody has performed some devotional service, he will never be lost. It is explained that he will at least get human form of life. That is guaranteed. Somebody has done some devotional service in his life, knowingly, unknowingly. So at least he is guaranteed that he will get human form of life. Otherwise, they will be subjected to the law of karma. They will go to some other species, and we don't know again when that person, that soul will get human form of life. So this is the power of devotional service, that the Lord gives special mercy upon that soul. Even if he is not able to complete, he will get some higher birth. And if somebody is a sincere devotee, at the time of death he may not be able to speak, sometimes there may be some difficulty, so the Lord will himself come. He will forcibly give that remembrance to that person. because it is not by our own endeavor we can remember the Lord. Knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness comes from the Supreme Personality of God. Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam hupanam cha. So somebody is able to remember the Lord, that is also by the mercy of the Lord. If that soul has that sincere desire that at the end of my life I want to remember the Lord. He had practiced during his life, but at the time of death he is not able to remember. There may be so many diseases or health problems, and so in that condition he may not be able to speak. But the consciousness is important. Krishna will himself come and give him that remembrance. So here we can see that Maharaj Khatvanga, who was fighting, and when he was told that he has only one moment, he immediately came back to earth. And somebody may think that he had only one moment, so how that one moment could have just got over? How he came here and then he remembered the Lord, and how it happens actually? So it is explained that the time scale is different on different planets. On heavenly planets, it is explained that one day of heavenly planet, something 12 hours, is equivalent to 6 months on the earth, something like that. Even Srila Prabhupada gives example that the modern scientists, they have sent some satellite which is revolving around the earth, and it takes almost 1 hour 25 minutes for that satellite to revolve, and during that time the earth has revolved means 24 hours. So in one day of earth is equivalent to 1 hour and 25 minutes of that satellite. So similarly, the more higher one goes, the time scale is different. And we can see that even in the case of Brahma Vimohan Lila, when Brahmaji stole the cows and cowherd boys, he thought that let me just test Lord Krishna, whether he is a Supreme Personality of God. Let me just play some trick. And he, by his power, he just stole all the cows and cowherd boys, and he hid them in one cave, thinking that this small child Krishna, he will get bewildered, and he will be keep searching here, there, where are my friends, cows. And then he thought that okay, within one moment he thought that let us see what is happening. So within that one moment he just looked back and he saw that everything is in place. Krishna is playing with his friends, cowherd boys and cows, and nothing has disturbed. So our acharyas explain that during that one moment, 1 year had passed on earth. And it is explained that that day happened to be the birthday of Balramji, Balram Jayanti. So he was not there. And in the next year, few days before, Balramji inquired Lord Krishna that how is that these cowherd boys, we have so much attraction for these cowherd boys, cows. So that time Krishna revealed the truth. And again, after Brahma's one moment, he looked back to see that what is happening with these coward boys. But he saw that everything was going on exactly. Nothing had changed. So that moment of Brahma, it is explained that it is equivalent to 1 year on earthly planet. So instead of bewildering Lord Krishna, he himself got bewildered. That is the power of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna puts someone into a spell, he may be in material energy. Under material energy also one forgets Krishna. And sometimes Krishna puts somebody under his spiritual energy. So in that spell also one forgets that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They think that Krishna is my friend. So this is the power of Krishna's energy. So within that moment, that moment is so important actually. And our life is made up of so many moments. One moment, second moment, third, it is given to us. And that is limited. The time given to us is limited in this life, to this mortal body. Jatasya dhruvar mrityur, dhruvam jata mrityasya. It is explained that one who is born, death is sure. That is to this mortal body. The body has a beginning at some time and it has an end. It will end at some time. We cannot live eternally in this mortal world. So what is the purpose of this life? What to do? How to get out of this cycle of birth and death? These are the important questions one should be asking. And here in Purport, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of this verse, Jivera Surupa Hai Krishna Ra Nitya Das. That this question was asked by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami asked this question to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Sanatana Goswami was not an ordinary person. He was very, very learned person. He had a knowledge of so many languages. And he was like a prime minister to Nawab Hussain Shah during the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, almost 500 years before. And he was quite powerful position he was having. But when he received the mercy of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to renounce everything. And what he was doing, he was not going to the court of King, this Nawab Hussain Shah. And he was just staying at house, reading Bhagavatam, studying Bhagavatam with the help of some Brahmanas. And so this Nawab Hussain Shah, he came to know that he is not coming, and all the time he is sending some notes that he is not well. So he wanted to see what is happening. So he himself came and saw that he is just having Bhagavad Kathas at his place every day. So then he became quite upset. He said that you have to come. But then he didn't. So then he imprisoned Sanatana Goswami. So during that time, Rupa Goswami had already escaped. He had already gone. And he had received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructed Rupa Goswami for almost 8 days or something at Dashashwamedh Ghat, a very holy place near Prayag. And those teachings later on Rupa Goswami wrote down as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadeshamrita. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the way to Jagannath Puri and he halted at Varanasi. He was then staying there. So Sanatan Goswami, he made some tricks to escape from the prison. And somehow there he bribed that jailkeeper. And he came out of that prison. And he went to Varanasi. And when he came there, he was he was looking like a darvish, which is explained that his beard was grown and he was looking a mendicant, a different person. He was not to be recognized by anyone. And when he went to the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that go outside, there is one Mahabhagavat has come. So when he came to see, he didn't see anyone. He could not recognize Sanatana Goswami because he was looking like a mendicant. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again said that no, he is the same person. And he himself came and embraced Sanatana Goswami. That time he was Sakar Malik. So that's how he came there. He received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he, falling at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he inquired in a very, very humble way. He asked that, who am I? Ke ami? Kene japa taratre? Why these threefold miseries are troubling me? How to come out of this cycle of birth and death? So these are the basic questions Sanatana Goswami is asking. He did not directly inquired about the higher rasas. But he is showing by his own example that how it is important to when somebody comes in front of a greatly spiritual realized person, then he should ask the basic queries. And when that person is pleased by devotional service, then he can give us the higher knowledge. So that time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answers that Jivera Sarupa hai Krishnera Nitya Das. In this one stanza, he makes it more clear what is living entity and what is his real nature. Living entity, Atma, is explained in Bhagavad Gita by Lord Krishna. He has given many different qualities of Lord Krishna. Na hanyate hanya mane sharire, nainam chandante shastrani, nainam dahati pavaka. The soul cannot be killed, soul cannot be cut by any weapon, dried by air, moistened by water. So many different qualities are given. And it's Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna. So the soul is still, means in spite of giving so many qualities, one may see this soul as an amazing person. Ashtarivat pashyati kashchidi. Still it is amazing. What is a soul? It is smaller than the smallest. It is so small. It's very small. And at the same time it is not a material particle. It is spiritual. So one may, by his intelligence, cannot understand what is so. And that knowledge is given in Bhagavad Gita, confidential knowledge. Then Lord Krishna explains about more confidential knowledge. That soul has relationship with the super soul. Mame Vamsho Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatan. That soul is connected with the Supreme Lord. It is like a part and parcel. Sanatan. And it is not that after liberation that soul gets merged in the Supreme Soul. Every soul maintains its individual identity even after going to the spiritual world. Many philosophers, or this is a misconception, that it is so deep rooted in society that lot of people do not know about the soul. They think that this body is all in all. That beyond this body there is something that they don't know. And even some people, they know, then what happens? They think that after liberation we become one with the Supreme. So that is another misconception. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has explained that soul cannot become one with the Lord. And then most confidential knowledge. Krishna tells that soul has a relationship with the Supreme Lord. And in what way it can be established? By devotional service. By the process of bhakti, devotional service, that eternal relationship can be established. So that is very important. The process of bhakti is superior to all other processes. And here we can see that Maharaj Khatwang also, he was given this last moment, then he engaged himself into rendering service to the Lord. Srila Prabhupada explained that he reinstated himself in his original constitutional position of eternal servitorship. So that is the real mukti. Mukti ritva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavastiti. What is real liberation is that to be established again in one's original constitutional position. And one's constitutional position is in the spiritual world. That is, he is a servant of the Lord in the spiritual world. In that relationship he is there in the spiritual world. That is his original position. It is not that one becomes one with the Lord, he merges in the Lord. No, that is not possible. So that is the real mukti. Mukti ritva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavastiti. That is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. To go back to that position and again to serve the Lord eternally. And that is the most blissful situation for that living entity. In the material world, to serve somebody is a very painful, miserable condition. One doesn't want to serve. Very grudgingly, one wants to serve the Lord, anyone in the material world. Because we do not have a good experience in this material world. Therefore, one may think that, again to go in the spiritual world and serve. But that is on the different level. That is very blissful. That is not painful. To serving the Supreme Lord is not a painful process. It's a very blissful process. And our acharyas explained that to not just directly become the servant of the Lord, but to become the servant of the servant of the Lord. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalyur Das Das Dasamatas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that who we are actually. Naham Vipro Nacha Narapati Napi Vaishana Shadru Naham Varni Chana Grapati. So the living entity, what is our real identity? We are not this material body. Even we are not the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. These are external designations. We are identifying ourselves with so many external designations. So these external designations are so strong, so deep rooted. It's very difficult to isolate ourselves from these external designations. So therefore, the process of bhakti is given, sadhana bhakti, to practice every day. To there are shlokas also, especially in somebody worshipping the deities, some verses have to be chanted, in which it is explained that how to worship the Lord. There is a process, there is a step called yoga, in which one has to establish oneself in his original position as a spirit soul. And apart from these gross and subtle bodies, and serving the Supreme Lord, assisting the spiritual master. Om apavitra pavitrava sarvavastam gatopiva yas marit kundraka akshamsa vaya vayantra shichi. That even somebody has gone through this life through so many different phases. Some auspicious, some inauspicious. Om apavitra pavitra sarvavastam gatopiva yas marit kundraka aksham sabaya bayantra shuchi. Even he has gone through so many difficult phases and mind may be disturbed and so much traumatic situations in life, but if somehow there somebody remembers the Supreme Lord, Lotus Eyed Lord, Pundarika Aksham, Sabhaya Bhayantra Shuchi, then what happens? That person becomes internally, externally pure, clean. Because one has to clean himself before going in front of the Lord. Externally, externally one has to take bath, wear fresh clothes, put tilak, and all purificatory processes one has to do. And internally also one has to be clean. Mind has to be clean to serve the Supreme Lord. So therefore, this purification is important. The process of purification is so important. And externally one can clean by water. And internally, mind, how to cleanse the mind? For that mantra is given. Mantra is to clean the mind. And especially in Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is given. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, which cleanses the mind. So this regular practice is important. Regularly getting up early in the morning, taking bath, attending Mangalarti, chanting rounds, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is sadhana bhakti. One may not like, but still, if one is little bit interested in spiritual life, one should practice this process. And one will realize very soon, this process is so blissful, how it is working so nicely. And there are higher levels. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that his realizations, of course, he was on a very, very higher platform. And we have two bodies, one is material body and another is spiritual body. That spiritual body is not yet developed. But how that spiritual body will be developed? By complete absorption in the service of the Lord. When one is completely absorbed in serving the Lord, then the same material body acts like a spiritual body. Because all activities become spiritual. Srila Prabhupada also, he told his disciples that all of you are liberated souls. How? Because all of your activities are on the liberated platform. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krupaya Bahar Leke Baithe. So all these activities are not on the material platform. That when somebody is practicing Bhakti Yoga, those activities are not on the material platform. Those become spiritual. So therefore, that is important. That when somebody is practicing Bhakti Yoga, it is not on the material platform. It is completely spiritual. So, here it is explained that how Maharaj Khatvanga, when he was told that he has only one moment, it is explained, by his advanced intelligence in the rendering service to the Lord, gave up false identification with the body, full of ignorance. He became quite intense in remembering the Lord. And he gave up false identification with the body. And in his original position of eternal servitorship, he engaged himself in the rendering service to the Lord. So he became so much absorbed that he was able to realize his nature and he was serving the Supreme Lord. So Srimad Bhagavatam, it gives so clearly what is real mukti and what one can achieve in the spiritual world. There is activity in the spiritual world. There is a devotional activities. And one can achieve, even if one is able to remember the Supreme Lord with that intensity. And there are many examples that it is explained that when Agasura, Krishna killed Agasura, he also got liberation. He merged in the Supreme Lord and then he achieved liberation. So Srila Prabhupada explains that how it was possible, because he remembered the Lord with devotion for only one moment. Agasura, he just remembered the Lord. He just, when he was he came to kill Lord Krishna, but for one moment he had devotion in his heart, so therefore he got liberated. Even we can see in the case of Putana also. Putana also came to kill Lord Krishna, But when she saw this beautiful form of Lord Krishna, she had some parental affection. She came to give milk. So that was parental affection she had, little bit. And because of that, she achieved the higher position as an assistant to Mother Yashoda in that form. So there is how Krishna can detect our devotion. If somebody has little bit devotion, Krishna can detect that. And that is important. What is our mood in which we are serving the Lord? Because Krishna is Bhava Grahi Janardana. He accepts the purpose in which we serve the Lord. He may not accept the things which we are offering, but what purpose we are offering, that is important. We may offer externally many, many big, big things, but in the heart there may be pride or some kind of prestige we want. Krishna can detect those things. So one has to become purified of all those things, internally and externally. So therefore, pure devotional service, although it is given so easily to everyone, anyone can come and practice devotional service, but at the same time it is not easy to offer a fruit, a flower, water or leaf to the Supreme Lord. It is easy, in one sense it is easy. But to offer that same thing with pure devotional service is quite difficult. Because in the mind there may be so many thoughts coming during that time, during the offering also. So one has to practice it. One has to intensify the devotional service. So in that way, one can make progress. And we can see that that day also we took that example of Srila Prabhupada, how Srila Prabhupada at the final moment, when somebody asked that, do you have any desire? Srila Prabhupada said that, kuch ichha nahi. I do not have any desire. So although he had expanded his society, international society, ISKCON movement, temples were all over the world, but still, what was the consciousness of Srila Prabhupada? He was totally detached. Because he was completely dependent on the Supreme Lord, he was totally detached. And that is the right mode actually, that is the right method. One has to gradually give up the attachments to this external world, and from within also one has to give up attachment. To give up the attachments from within is more difficult. Externally somebody may just give up attachments, but to give up the attachments within is more difficult. And for that one has to practice. By practicing the process of devotional service, then it will become easy. Just by detachment, just by giving up things, it will not help. There has to be positive engagement. Vishaya vini vartante niraharasya dehi rasavarjam rasopasya param drushtva nivartate. When somebody gets a higher taste, then it will become easy to give up the lower taste. So therefore, this example of Khatwanga is so important, that he got the benedictions from the demigods and he just came back to earth and he just perfected his life within that one moment. So we have been given so many moments. It is, this process has been given to us, and at least we know that how important this Krishna conscious moment is and how to practice. So therefore one should not lose that opportunity, because Maya is also powerful. Maya will also ask, give me one moment. That you can practice devotional service afterwards, but just give me one moment now. You can do it later, chanting you have to do, but you can first do this activity. Watch television or read newspapers, or so many other priorities they may come up. And one may lose the time actually. One may lose that opportunity. So therefore one has to give priority to Krishna consciousness. And then fix up his mind on devotional service. And then finally at the end of one's life, one will be able to go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions? Any comments? We'd like to welcome Madhav Prabhu. After many, many years, he has appeared here from Golok Dham, Belgaum. You want to share some thoughts, realization? Anyone has any questions, comments, doubts? Mataji has some questions. Bhagavan, yeah. Yes, yes, true, very true. Thank you, thank you. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any comments? Yes. We have to prove our sincerity to Krishna. Krishna can detect how much we are eager to come back to Him. If we are eager, we will endeavor. We will know that this life is so precious. Time, Krishna has given us time. So we have to utilize that time properly. And we have to intensify our devotional service more and more. Because time is the only thing we have been given. All other things will go away. And time is reducing, little by little, imperceptibly. Everyone has to go through that phase. So, better to practice now. We don't know what will happen later on. So, better practice now with that intensity. Just think that today is the only day. So, you practice in that consciousness and your quality of devotional service will keep on increasing. King Kulashekhar also prays that, let me just remember now. Because afterwards what will happen? pranapayana samaya, kafavata kutte, kanthavaradhan. He is saying that at the time of death it will be difficult to remember the Lord because all this mucus, bile are they stuck up in the throat and we cannot remember. So that's why it means when Prahlad Maharaj also says that Kamaram Acharat Pradne, when somebody is in the beginning, childhood, from that time one has to start practicing. So if we realize the importance, we'll give the time, we'll become serious. And ultimately it depends upon the Lord. We cannot force Lord that just take me back home, back to it. If we are ready, means Krishna knows actually who will come when to his abode. We cannot force ourselves into the, cannot barge in the kingdom of God. When Krishna sees that now he has got sufficiently purified, he is now ready, he will call us back home, back to body. So therefore we have to become purified as early as possible. We are holding on so many attachments, subtle attachments, and impurities are there. Lot of anarthas are there hidden. They have not yet come out. So we have to clean away as early as possible. Then we'll become light. Then you'll be ready to go. And you'll be convinced. Krishna is going to take me back home, back to body. Pure devotees, they don't even aspire for that. Mama janmani janmanishvara bhavata bhakti rahe to kire. There, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that all things he doesn't want of this material, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam vajak, jagadishakam. Mama janmani janmanishvara bhavata bhakti rahe. He's telling that, let me serve you life after life. They don't want to go even in Lord's abode, and what will we do actually? Isn't it? If you are not ready, what will do? Sometimes there are misconceptions. I'll go and play with Krishna and like that. But there has to be service. It's not enjoyment mood one can do. One has to be in that service mood. I am assisting the assistant of the assistant. That consciousness has to be there actually. So if you develop that consciousness here, right now here, you'll be in the spiritual world. Ihayasya Haryadasya Karmana Manasagra Nikhalashvapi Avastha Sujivan Mukta Suchita. In this life only you will become liberated. That is the power of devotional service. The more absorption is, Mataji was telling that the more we are absorbed, that because this service is rendered by the spirit soul, the more we intensely do it, absorb our mind to that degree, that same activity will be on the spiritual platform. It will not be on the material platform. And one will realize who is he in the spiritual world, and everything one will realize. One doesn't have to practice separately. Whatever has been given to us, even somebody sweeping the floor of the temple, that is on the higher platform. Spiritual world also. They are doing that same service. Lakshmis are cleaning the walls of the Vaikuntha Lokas. Same, the flower service and cooking service, and so many things are there. So Srila Prabhupada has created all this setup, all these varieties of devotional service. And when we tune our consciousness, then any position will be happy. Need not be like, I want to become president, I want to become head of this department or that. Krishna doesn't see that. Krishna says, what is our consciousness? What consciousness we are serving? Because otherwise those external destinations also one has to give up. It's not that because he is a president he'll be called first. No. Krishna says that who is in the right consciousness? That person, therefore we see that sometimes simple devotees, what is their consciousness at the time of death? So Krishna Prabhu, few years before, we saw that he was just so absorbed. So in that way, means Srila Prabhupada is still showing through his disciples and his grand disciples that how the process is perfect. One has to get purified. No. Yeah. Is that okay? Okay. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Srila Prabhupada.